Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
I'm Kailash Leviel, the practitioner of today. My pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors come from way over in Europe, multiple places, different names today from the last century when they came. I want to thank all of you for being here at Center for Spiritual Living, where we are here to awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. And I didn't want to miss an opportunity to mention that if you've been looking for it, this is Once in a Blue Moon. Thank you. So as a practitioner here, you can call on me for prayer support. And anybody else who's wearing a stole, like Joanne Allison, and that might be it for today. And if you want, you can turn in a prayer request from our website. And my favorite thing to remind you of is 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. prayers. You can go online and get a prayer treatment for the day. That is a wonderful way to start the day. So right this minute, I want to take you into prayer right now, knowing that it's all one. We are all one. We are together. We surrender into this moment, celebrating all of life, that which brought us here and that which will support us through this morning and on into the day. And I am just so grateful and thankful that you're here with us, and look forward to filling in more of those cracks. Thank you so much, and so it is.
So blessed for being here today and being able to be with Rafe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you all for saying yes to having Rafe here. I hope you all attend his concert on Saturday. It's going to be great. This and more yet to come. Yeah. So welcome. Good morning. I'm so glad you're here. Wow, there's like three seats. They're all right there, too. No. Welcome, everybody online. I'm glad you're all here, too. And it's great to be in community. And I love this topic this month. Well, I don't love it. It was difficult. The topic this month is difficult because we talked about the cracks and how the cracks are where the light gets in. And we've done this exploration all month long on this idea of doubt and being open to those uncomfortable places. And for those of you who are here for the first time, just so you know, my name is Abigail Shire and I have doubts. And it's a pleasure to be with all of you here today. And it's not like I had doubts, and then I found Science of Mind and Centers for Spiritual Living, and now they're all gone. It's I've been doing this work for many, many years, for 26 years, and I still have doubts. And I'm in a place of welcoming my own questioning, welcoming that place. Now, I can't say it's comfortable. Many of you know I put my house on the market on February 11th, so we're, no, there's no clock on my arm. and I questioned things, and it was uncomfortable. I had like all of you and three other communities praying, all the practitioners praying. It was very uncomfortable to be waiting so long, but yesterday we got an offer on the house. now. Thank God. Thank Goddess. Thank the universe.
I hope you said yes.
I did. Yes, I did. We definitely said yes. So we're closing on June 26th. So, whew. Yeah. Now the fun part comes where we get to look. I mean, I have been looking. I will say I have been looking. I'm not going to lie. But yeah, so that's really good. And I recognize that I had doubts during that time period, the in-between time. It's very uncomfortable to be in the liminal, to be in the not knowing. And yet at the same time, that is often where the biggest revelations, the most juice, the most expansion, the most insight comes through. Have you ever had like a divorce or a bad job that you left or some other thing where you needed to like move out of a bad situation and you moved and in the middle of it, it seemed like really crappy. Like it just seemed really awful and terrible and difficult. But then once you got through it and you're on the other side, you look back, you're like, oh, I'm so grateful for all of that. And the gifts and the rewards and the things that maybe you didn't see in the middle become clear. And I've done this myself several times in my life, and yet still I'm in the middle of things and I'm like, what the heck? So if you're here and you have doubts, welcome. You're in the right place. Welcome home. There's a story, and there's a couple of great stories you may hear me say over and over. This is one of them. There's a story about a man named Nasruddin. It's a Sufi story, and Nasruddin it's nighttime, and he's under a street lamp, and he's like searching around on the ground for something, searching and searching under the streetlight, and a passerby goes by and says, do you need some help? And he's like, yeah, I do need some help. So the other guy gets on his hands and knees and he's looking. He's like, well, what are we looking for? And he said, my keys. He's like, okay. So they're looking for the keys and, you know, they're not finding them. And so the guy's like, are you sure you lost your keys here? And Nasruddin is like, well, no, I actually lost them in the house. And the guy's like, well, why aren't we looking in the house then? And Nasruddin says, well, this is where the light is. I can see here. But isn't that us? Isn't that us? Like we want to be looking for the answer in the space where it's light and we can see, and yet the keys, the answer, the thing that we're seeking is actually in the dark. And it's a hard thing to do is go like, oh, I'm going to go into the dark to find the keys to my home. But that's exactly what we have to do. It's what our theology invites us to, where sometimes we're like, oh, I want to be in that place where everything's polished and nobody flinches and everything is great and happy. And we're all happy, aren't we? But really the key is inside the house, in the dark, the place we're not willing to enter, because it's hard and difficult and challenging. It's uncomfortable. Ernest Holmes says, the inherent nature, and by the way, Ernest Holmes is the person who founded Centers for Spiritual Living. He said, the inherent nature of humanity is forever seeking to express itself in terms of freedom. We will do well to listen to this inner voice. And so the unsatisfied place in you is that voice. The question that won't stay quiet is that voice. Your doubt is not a detour from the path. It's actually the thing that brings you closer to what it is. And oftentimes there's society who says, oh, no, you need to be certain about this thing. You need to be certain in your faith, in your belief. Don't stray. just be certain. And so then people kind of cover up the certainty with, you know, with pretend certainty, like, oh no, I'm certain. And I'm very clear that this is the way, this is the answer. And what happens is spiritual bypass. And spiritual bypass is when we're pretending like we're okay when we're not. And so can we be in that place of questioning? Can we be in the place of doubt? Can we be in a place of curiosity? Can we be in the place of not knowing and still be on the right and perfect unfolding of our spiritual path in our life? And I think we can. I think that's part of the path. As a matter of fact, God or source or spirit or the universe, whatever you call it, is infinite possibilities, and it's I believe it's ever evolving itself into its highest version of itself. But just the idea of trying to determine what it is or saying I'm certain about what it is, I'm actually limiting it. So anything that's limiting it, the unlimited, it isn't it. In Hinduism, they have a tradition, they say neti neti. It is not this, not that. Neti neti, not this, not that. So everything you think you've named the holy, it exceeds its name. The Jewish people have the same tradition where they don't even say the word God or source or, you know, its name, because just by naming it, you're putting a box around it. By just saying this is what it is, you're actually limiting it. They have a concept called En Sof, which is the Jewish tradition calls En Sof, which is the ultimate reality, which actually means without end. So not God as a noun or spirit or source or whatever your term is for that infinite, but as a verb. It's ever unfolding. So every time I claim certainty on it, I close it from its unfolding. So what if our doubt and our questioning and our not knowingness is actually the path to greater understanding of what it is? And what if it's at times like this? Maybe you're going through a personal challenge, or maybe you're noticing that there's some challenges in our country about people disagreeing very strongly with each other. and there being a lot of againstness going on. Or what if you're noticing in the world there's wars all over the world, and there's incredibly sad, challenging things happening? What if that's part of the unfolding? What if we needed to be in a place where we get cracked open in order for the light to emerge? What if it's the difficult times that are actually the catalyst for the greatest light to come through? And could we be open to seeing that in our own lives, in our own country, in our world? And can we be a participant in not only questioning things, but being open to the mystery that might be bigger than what we understand? So those are all the things that I have been thinking about, because really, this Sunday, we're talking about oneness. And oneness is inclusive of everything. Every single thing is a part of the oneness. And Carl Jung talked about it. He talked about wholeness. He called it wholeness. He said, wholeness is not perfection. Wholeness is not perfection. Wholeness includes the shadow. It includes those parts of us that we call unspiritual. It includes those parts of us that are, we think are not good enough, that we send to the basement, that we deny, our doubts, the part of ourselves that we're like, you're not okay, you're not welcome here. And yet, the wholeness includes that. The wholeness, the oneness includes all of it. So can I be coming from a place of recognizing what is unfolding is part of the wholeness and the oneness? And it's a both and. It's a, it is unfolding with the highest and greatest good, and I'm at choice and part of the co-creation of it. I get to be a place where the creation unfolds in a way that is in harmony with my greatest soul's unfolding. See, quantum physics talks about the infinite possibility. Like in quantum world, everything is happening at the same time. Everything is happening, and which means all the different possibilities are happening here. And whenever I put my attention, even my questioning of something, can cause reality to collapse into a revelation for the future. So this is where our consciousness, our awareness, even our questioning can cause new things to come into being, where I can be open to the idea of what else is available? What have I been missing? Because sometimes I get attached to things. I'm just going to say I was attached to my house making me money. I was attached to that. I was totally attached to it. And then my wife and I had a conversation about prosperity. What is prosperity? So I believe that the infinite universe is always supporting me. It is abundant and it is prosperous. It's nature because it's infinite. I mean, what is prosperity? All that is, that's defining God or source's prosperity is really easy, abundance, because it is already everything. And it is my source, so it is always resourcing me. And whenever I look at that thing as the source of my abundance and become attached to it, oftentimes the universe shows me in other ways how I am completely resourced, and I'm still looking over here when all of this is happening over here. So I had to kind of recognize my attachment and release it and surrender it, and still I feel and know I am completely abundant and resourced by the universe. Because I keep having little things happen, little and big things, I will say, that continue to show me that. But I just saw, look at how attached I am. I wanted it to come from here when it's coming from all of here. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but but that's the thing, is sometimes if we can question or be open to other possibilities, saying maybe there's a mystery that's unfolding that I don't know all the answers to. Maybe there's something bigger than I could imagine. Maybe there's a divine unfolding that I, because I'm attached to this over here, I'm not making myself available to everything else. And so I really did. I let go of that attachment. And I'm just really grateful to be moving on. And sometimes that happens in life. Like if you have a relationship that you had and you're kind of done with the relationship, it's like it might not end exactly the way you thought it would end, and it provided what you needed at the time. And I know that. And I love it. And I'm blessing the new owners. I'm blessing myself for recognizing my attachment. And I'm blessing for the time period that I had in a most amazing and magical house. And if I had a most amazing and magical house before, it can happen again. So that's what I recognize, is that we're here to be available to the infinite. We're here to be cracked open. We're here to be questioning. We're here to be curious about what else can be. And it's not just in the, it's the question that helps start collapsing reality into the answer. Like when you start asking the question, the universe starts the answer. And so it's more important to be in the question, to be in the curiosity of it, than it is to be in the certainty of it. because that curiosity opens us up to those other possibilities. That curiosity opens us up to seeing a bigger picture. Because what I know is that all of us are cracked. Hope you don't mind. But collectively, our cracks together are where the light is coming in. There's that Japanese art called kintsugi, and that's where they have the here on this prayer wheel. At the bottom of it, there is some gold that's in there because it got cracked, and he filled it in with the gold. And there's also, so you might see like a cup or a mug that got cracked, and they put gold in it, and then they resell it. And the beauty is the cup or the mug as it was before is much less expensive than the new, broken and put back together with gold cup and mug. So it's like, in order for us to get to the gold or to get to the keys in the dark, we have to be willing to go through those uncomfortable times. We have to be willing to be cracked open. And maybe that's what's happening now. Maybe that's what's happening in your life, or maybe that's what's happening in this community, in this country, in this world, is we're just all cracking wide open. And now it's time to let the gold in. So remember to do your homework, because I'm going to give it to you. Your homework this week is for you to write a letter to the infinite, to the divine, to whatever you call it, and ask it those questions you've been afraid to ask. What I've been afraid to ask is, and just write a letter, just get it all out, get those scary questions out, and then leave it be and see what happens. Because the question is the prayer. It's how we open to the next iteration. It's the place that allows us to crack a little bit. So don't shun your doubts. Don't put them away. But instead, open to them and see what emerges. Let's pray. I'm so grateful to know that the infinite universe itself, that is abundant and is resourcing me, is the source of all life, that everything here on this planet, seen and unseen, everything in this universe is part of that oneness, the wholeness. And so I recognize and know that as I bring those shadow parts into the fold, as I question and open, that there's something that is revealed that is beyond what I was available to see before. Some greater sense of well-being, some greater sense of connection. And so I surrender into it. I recognize and know that the in-between, the liminal space, is the space of creation. It's the time when the caterpillar becomes a butterfly. It's the time in the baby's, in the mother's womb, when the baby is about to be born. It's that in-between that spirit is reorganizing things so something new can emerge. And so I surrender into the newness. I welcome the mystery. I welcome the unknown. And I continue to question and seek, because I know in the seeking is the answer. In that truth, I know and claim that something magical is happening right here, right now. It's this thing called life. It's happening in my body. It's happening in my relationships. It's happening in my finances. It's happening in my community. It's happening in my country. It's happening in my world. And it's happening in ways that are mysterious and beautiful and holy. And so as I question and as I'm curious, I just say yes to whatever is unfolding, knowing it truly is the highest and greatest good. And for that, I am deeply grateful. And so it is.